Everybody ready?
I think so. Are you ready, Glenn?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Secretary, what do you think about the court's arguments that you've heard today?
Well, they're excellent arguments, especially on behalf of the state. For 8 years now, I've been fighting for the people of this state. This was simply another day in that fight. The voter ID law is a quintessential Hoosier common sense law. And what we saw in court today was that argument eloquently made by our Solicitor General.
Generally, there were some questions about whether or not it was a qualification. Yeah. Do you think this is just a rehash of old stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes me wonder whether or not we're really spending state resources well when we continue to rehash these same arguments. This argument went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And again, we continued at that level. We will continue at this level to fight for the people of Indiana and for common sense voter reforms like the photo ID law. It's not a qualification to vote. We need to have parameters. We need to have elements in our election law so we don't have chaos. Voter registration is another example of that. And we saw with the attacks by Acorn in 2008 presidential election how we can come under attack with our procedures. And so those are absolutely necessary.
One of the justices did bring up the fact that it was passed along party lines. What about the fact that it was passed along party lines and there appears to be an awful lot of politics in the whole issue?
You know, I was an author of the photo ID law, passing it on to the legislature as Indiana's chief election officer. I didn't see any politics. When I go to Indiana's 92 counties, when this case was originally going on, as it continues, people wonder why we don't have more common sense laws like that. I'm not a member of the legislature. I can't tell you why individuals voted the way they did. I do know Hoosiers as their Secretary of State, and I do know that this law is overwhelmingly popular. They don't want their votes stolen by those who would cheat the system. The photo ID law makes sure that those votes aren't stolen.
Todd, what about the argument, though?
There
was an argument that when the voter ID law was passed, that it was easier to get a photo ID. Now with the new federal guidelines and BMV, that it's much more difficult for voters to now get an ID, and so therefore the law needs to be sort of changed.
I think the Indiana's photo ID law was narrowly crafted. It was well thought out. That's why it surpassed Supreme Court scrutiny, the U.S. Supreme Court scrutiny. Whether or not there's more ID requirements at the BMV, I think those will be managed very successfully, but very well reasoned. We have some good regulations in place to address that. Yes, sir.
Justice Bohm said there's been no fraud. Is this really needed?
Yeah, absolutely it's needed. There was a comment made by one of the justices that this law hasn't ferreted out any of the fraud. That wasn't the purpose of this law. This purpose of the law was to prevent fraud. And the fact of the matter is, if we haven't seen any fraud since photo ID, the law came into place, that's a good thing.
But you hadn't seen any fraud before photo ID.
Oh, yes, we have. What the other side was saying was that no fraud was prosecuted and convicted on in Indiana. And while that may be true, that doesn't mean there hasn't been any in-person voter fraud. It's the kind of fraud that doesn't leave a dead body behind. It leaves very little evidence. It comes and it goes in the instance of a vote. And that makes it a very hard kind of fraud to detect. And that's exactly the purpose why we need this Hoosier Common Sense photo ID law, to prevent it from happening in the first place.
How do you know that it did occur if you
don't know? We have allegations at the Secretary of State's office all the time that it occurred. And the fact of the matter is, whether you believe it occurred or not, this photo ID law levels the playing field. It takes the argument out of the whole situation. You come with a photo ID, no matter who you are, if you're otherwise qualified to vote, then you get to the polling booth. Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir.